the Gila National Forest plans to generally prohibit motorized cross-country travel within the forest in southwestern New Mexico. It came down to Alternative G. The planned Gila National Forest Supervisor, Kelly Russell, has signed as the record of decision.
I think it's a good balance to us providing motorized recreational opportunities for the public, as well as still protecting the natural resources on the Gila National Forest.
What is the next step now?
Well, the legal notice should be published tomorrow, June 11th, and that starts a 45-day appeal period in which those people who commented on our draft EIS back in 2011, if they choose to do so, they could appeal the plan if they don't agree with everything we've done in it. And at that point, at the end of that time, we would try to come to an agreement with them on that. If that's not possible, then it'd go to our regional forester to make a decision about the appeal.
Under the plan, approximately 3,300 miles of road are kept open for vehicle use, while just over 900 miles of road are closed for non-emergency uses. Most closed roads are a mile long or shorter. There are special provisions for various users, including hunters, campers, and firewood cutters. For KRWG News, I'm Edmundo Resendez.